This is the Word Alive podcast, and I am Pastor Wilbur Allen III. I want to explore something in the book of Genesis, the third chapter, just verse number one. And I'm reading from the Amplified version of the Bible. Now, the serpent was more crafty. In parentheses, it says subtle, skilled in deceit than any living creature of the field which the Lord God had made. This is a very profound scripture. It sheds light on the very nature of Satan. And if you allow me to say, I believe, based upon scripture, I know that Satan is the master of deceit. Oh, yes, he is the master of deceit. When you consider this scripture, Satan engages in a conversation with Eve. That was the first mistake Eve made by having a conversation with the devil. Satan approaches her for one specific purpose, and that is deceit. Now, when you read the scripture, there is a formula that Satan uses. There is a formula. Number one, there is the deceit, which entails the word of God as well as lies. Number two is the desired consequence. So he approaches Eve and he spins a lie and tells her that if she were to partake of the fruit, that she was not going to die and that she would be like a god. Now we know in the word that God gave specific instructions. They were not to partake of this particular fruit of this tree. And if they would, they would die. So there is the deceit, number one. There is the desired consequence. Of course, in the scripture, as God comes down in the cool of the day, the scripture shares with us the consequence of Adam and Eve's rebellion against God's law or God's rule. And so Adam and Eve, they had to leave the Garden of Eden. Consequently, first of all, I should say, there is a fallen humanity. They were no longer as they were before. They were sinful beings. And number two, they relinquished their dominion over all of the earth. It's very interesting how Satan works. And even today, this formula, he utilizes this formula. In John, the 8th chapter, verse 44 and B, Jesus describes John as the father of lies. Even from the very beginning, he initiated his work through a lie. Even in Luke, the 4th chapter, verses 1 through 3, Satan attempts to deceive Jesus himself. He tempts him three times. However, Jesus is armed with the word of God. And the Bible says, after he tried to deceive him, after the three temptations, Satan left for a season. Again, he had the deceit, which was word and lies, the word of God, I should say, and lies. And then there was the desired consequence. He wanted Jesus to lose his sonship, his role as the Messiah of the world. Again, I believe, I know that Satan is the master of deception. And even in the world today, I hasten to say, based upon Matthew, the 24th chapter, where Jesus warns his apostles. He says to them, see that you are not deceived. Well, I tell you, we are living in a season of deceit. Oh, yes, this is a season of deceit. And you see how the world is operating. We see the consequences of such deceit. There is open rebellion against God's word. I think one symptom of such deceit during this time is the fact that many sinful ways are mainstreamed. They are readily accepted in our culture. Deviant lifestyles, marginal living, is considered a right of an individual. Abortion is readily accepted in our culture, in our country. And of course, this is a symptom of deceit and the desired consequence. And so I just want to share with you, those who are listening, be aware, discern the time, discern the works of Satan, because he is in a mode of deception, and ultimately he wants to destroy not only the human race, but this world in which God has created. So I just want to say to you, have a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, have a relationship with his word, and therefore you will be able to see and understand that Satan is the master of deception. Blessings to each and to every one of you.